The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Tyrone Stoudemire is Hyatt Hotels Diversity and Inclusion Executive. Apparently, that's a thing. How do you know if someone's doing a good job as Diversity and Inclusion Executive? When you're at the end of the month or year, when you're going through the employee reviews and you're like, yeah, how do you know if someone's doing a good job with that? You try to rate them. Okay, are we diverse?
I mean, you really want an answer?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
You just make sure that there's no complaints.
Is that what it is?
Is there any complaints on the table? Nope. Good job.
Don't you have to look around and go, whoa, looking too much like that over there. We need a few more of these people in there.
Well, that's your job, right?
Right.
That's your job. But still, no complaints. Good job.
Is that it?
Yeah,
that's the one?
Check.
Wow. I think I'd just spiff everybody. Give them a little something. You take them to lunch now and then there's going to be less complaints. All right.
Good luck with that.
Apparently that's a thing. Nevertheless, Tyrone Stoudemire is Hyatt Hotels Diversity and Inclusion Executive. And as part of Black History Month, yes, it's still Black History Month, he discussed at an event diversity in the workplace with Governor Bruce Rauner. And we have the audio.
I'm going to do a slight demonstration. I'm going to ask the governor to help me with this demonstration.
This glass I want you to hold represents corporate America.
And he pours milk into it.
Fortune 500 companies.
Pouring the milk.
It's not that organizations.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at any corporate website and look at its leadership team, you'll see all white men, a few white women, and just maybe an Asian in technology.
Okay, hold it. I can't let it. See, he pours the white milk in there. What's the matter, Jeffy? You got something to comment there?
No, not at all.
In corporate America, you got a glass of white milk filled with mainly white men, a couple of white chicks, and some Asian person.
And technology.
In technology.
All right, don't forget about that.
They're nowhere else. They're only tech. Because you know those Asians, they're smart. When it comes to the math,
in the tech world.
In the tech world, they're smart. They can't do anything else. Okay, back that up just a touch. Here we go. He's pouring the milk into the glass, and he explains typically what you have in corporate America today.
This chocolate syrup represents diversity. Women, people of color, people with disabilities, the aging population, Generation X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that organizations are not diverse, but when you look at most organizations, diversity sits what?
Where?
At the bottom of the organization.
Pour the syrup in the bottom.
You don't get inclusion until you actually stir it up.
Stir it up.
I want you to stir it up, Governor. Stir it up.
Stir it, Governor. Start stirring.
Diversity is the mix.
Of course you do.
And inclusion is making the mix work. And it actually tastes pretty good, but I'm not going to ask the Governor to drink it because it may not be good, but it does taste good.
I'll drink it.
He'll be proud to. There you go.
There you go.
So diversity is...
It's really, really good. Diversity.
Diversity. So that little illustration helps us to understand it is our differences that blend together that create sustainable and long-lasting results.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you find the piece in there right after he says stir it up and he says it's good. Diversity's good, but I'm not going to ask the governor to drink it because it may not be good, but it's good. I want to make sure I understand that. So find that if you would for us, Rob, who's spinning the dials radio style for us. I think we have already learned this. Most of us learned this in the 1990s when Jerry Seinfeld taught us to look to the cookie, the black and white cookie. You got the black half, you got the white half coming together, racial harmony in a cookie. We already knew that, right?
We did.
So, did you
sometimes
follow?
I forget about the cookie episode, it's all there.
So what you get is you get a glass of white milk in corporate America. White men, white women, and an Asian person in technology. The yellow people are in with the white people, okay? That's how it is. They stand with the white people, okay? Then what you get is the chocolate syrup, which is everybody else, even the handicapped. Generation X, Y, Z, they're all in there, and it just goes right to the bottom.
Right.
Sits on the bottom. Now, as you drink that, right, you're like, all I'm getting is the white people and an Asian person in technology, and I see that yummy goodness at the bottom, Jeffy.
How do I get there?
How do I get there? And I just keep drinking, and it's just white people and an occasional Asian person in technology. How do I do it? I get a spoon, and I stir it up, and
that's
the key right there. When you're looking at it, diversity sits at the bottom. You get inclusion when you actually stir it up.
You don't get inclusion until you actually stir it up.
Thank you.
I want you to stir it up, Governor.
Stir it up.
Diversity is the mix, mm-hmm. and inclusion is making the mix work.
I'm not going to ask the governor.
And it actually tastes pretty good, but I'm not going to ask the governor to drink it because it may not be good, but it does taste good.
I'll drink it.
I'm not going to ask it. Tastes good. Now, Jeffy, really what good. I have here for you this morning.
Are we getting chocolate milk?
No, please. That's simple. That's like second grade level stuff. What you have here is Oreo cookies. I'm giving you some Oreo cookies.
I like Oreo
cookies. Typically, I see you around the office eating the Oreo cookies, and what do? You open it up, and you go right for the white goodness in the middle that contains just white men, some white women, and an occasional Asian person in technology. And you just eat that filling, and then you chuck the rest. But the rest is really tasty. That represents blacks and handicaps and everybody else.
Is it tasty?
It really is. So you've got to eat the entire thing. Now, I've seen you go for the double stuff, which is only adding more white men, more white women, and a few more Asian people in technology. I've seen some people, and I want to caution against this, buying the white Oreos.
What?
The white Oreos, which is just the white people, men, women, occasional Asian technology, with off-white cookies. Now, I'm thinking the off-white cookies, because they're not really white, they're not really yellow, it's kind of an off-white, represent the non-white, I'm sorry, the white Hispanics, which you see. Sometimes there's the white Hispanics. Now, how do the white people taste on there, Jeffy?
Good.
The good. Now, try the diversity. Mix it up. Have a bite of the cookie. Have a bite of the diversity goodness, buddy.
Do you have some white milk I can dip it into?
I do not. I do not, because that's just white people. That's just more white people. So you're not getting it. Okay, let me help you out here.
I'm not going to buy it.
What I have here, Jeffy, is a bag of peanut M&Ms. Okay?
Doc, I'm in love with you.
Now, the white people are represented by the white peanut M&Ms. Wait a minute, there's none in mine. But how many white people do you...
Do I have them white ones in here?
Okay, it seems like a bit of a failed analogy on my part now. Okay, there's more green ones in mine. How many you got?
I got no whites.
Okay. The green M&Ms in mine, and you have many more blue ones.
Oh, yeah.
The blue ones in yours represent the white people. White men, white women, and a few Asians. Now, okay. I'm thrown off because I also have yellow M&Ms here.
Yeah.
Which would typically represent the Asian folk. All right? So maybe this is the non-tech working Asians.
Oh, yeah. I hate those people.
Okay. This is, I think I've lost this here. Okay. Okay, here's what they need to do, because this guy works at Hyatt Hotels.
Right. The inclusion minister.
Right. And what do hotels provide primarily? Lodging.
That's what they're for.
Right. What he should have said was, these sheets represent typical corporate America. And what you have here, this bedding right here represents most of corporate America, where it's white men, white women. An occasional Asian in technology. But as you're washing it, if you just throw some RIT dye in there, just a little bit, the RIT dye is the diversity. It's the blacks. It's the handicap.
Mix it up a little.
Mix it up a little. But the washing machine is actually the thing that stirs it. See, diversity is the mix of the white sheet and the RIT dye. But inclusion is the washing machine. And there you have it. We get racial harmony via the washing machine.
I love it.
Now, most people would say, wait a minute, Doc. You don't just dump the RIT dye into the washing machine. You don't do that because that's going to color all the rest of the clothes.
It's true.
And I say, what's wrong with coloring the rest of the clothes? What, you want some clothes that are just white? You see what I'm saying there?
Not anymore.
No, exactly. All right, Jeffy, your thoughts on our lessons this morning because of Black History Month.
Are you going to ask the governor to put the sheet on?
I would think so. Governor, put this sheet on that represents corporate America being white. Now I want you to put on this sheet that's been dipped in the dye. And you realize it's much better. Much better.
Might not be better, but it is much better.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, good. I'm glad we could spend this time on this topic this morning. This is big.
You came with props
cookies
and everything.
You got cookies, you got M&Ms or whatever. Bit of a fail on my part if diversity was represented by a steak. You know, maybe some potatoes like this.
Chef Patrick, that would have been nice.
A little more money involved, a little more time and effort on my part, but that would have been nice. So See, I'm thinking Hyatt Hotels this morning is going, oof, or should be going, because first of all, that'd be a bad spectacle. And number two, an occasional Asian in tech. See, if you say an occasional Asian, that's bad. That's bad for you. You know, you're saying only the white folk get the job and an occasional Asian. But when you specifically play into the stereotype that Asians be good in math.
He's playing into it by, I mean, he was commenting on what the picture usually is, right? When you look inside the corporate picture, you know, he's not going to get in trouble.
But you're playing, we'll see about this one. By the way, you know who released this video?
No, Doc, who released this video?
The state of Illinois.
Wow.
The governor's office actually released this.
Oh, they were happy about it because the governor drank the chocolate
milk. He drank the chocolate milk.
Everybody was happy and we were all inclusive and it's a wonderful thing.
I like that
guy.
I'm going to vote for him. He drinks racial harmony.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. And he thinks it's good. It tastes good.
Yeah.
He didn't vomit backstage at all. He liked it. He kept it down.
Who doesn't like chocolate milk?
I know. So what's the failure there if you bring out the chocolate milk or the strawberry milk?
Ooh.
What's the strawberry milk? Because the chocolate syrup represented all the...
Yeah, I was going to say Native Americans. That's what I heard. How somebody hollered in the background.
That's
here
right.
In the studios.
That's right. That's what I'm wondering.
So we should mix the strawberry mix in with the white milk?
Probably.
Mix it up?
Yeah, I think you mix it in there.
Because there were a lot of white people that tried that at one point, and the Native Americans were not real happy about that. It didn't work out well for them.
No, it does not. You got to keep those separate. I'm just wondering, in today's world, I mean, obesity in America.
Why are you looking at me?
No, I'm saying, not sure chocolate syrup is the right way to go to represent maybe Ovaltine. Maybe Ovaltine. I'm just, you know, if you're already there, represent. All right. I'm happy you're here today, Jeffy, as well.
Oh, so. Doc, thank you. It's just I see you so sitting alone and coming to the show today. What's with the jugs?
Well, I got these water jugs, because next we're gonna discuss sexual harassment in the workplace.
We are?
Sexual harassment in the workplace. Yeah, that's what we're going to do next.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.